USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor under President Donald Trump, KT McFarland, was asked on Newsmax her thoughts on the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons.
You know, this is the first time in my adult life I've been nervous about that. I wrote my dissertation 40 years ago on nuclear war between nuclear powers and the escalation into nuclear war. I am actually quite concerned. I sure hope that when President Biden goes to Europe, he talks to the European leaders about what's the exit plan. Is there, you know, what do we expect out of this?
Madeleine Albright, the first woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has passed away from cancer at the age of 84. She was nominated for Secretary of State by President Bill Clinton and served in that role from 1997 to 2001. In a State Department briefing, spokesperson Ned Price said President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken have been notified of her death and send their condolences. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A federal judge in Ohio agreed with three Republican-led states and partially blocked a Department of Homeland Security directive that instructed Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers to prioritize certain groups of migrants for arrest and deportation. Judge Michael Newman of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio ruled that a September 2021 memo issued by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas led ICE agents to violate laws mandating the detention of certain immigrants facing deportations because of their criminal convictions. A group of 40 U.S. Republican members of the Senate and House of Representatives Armed Services Committee are urging President Joe Biden to add a 5% increase above inflation for defense spending in his proposal for the fiscal 2023 U.S. budget. In his first year in office, Biden submitted a budget keeping the Department of Defense spending basically flat as he and many of his fellow Democrats sought to rein in the DOD budget. Biden is expected to announce his budget next week. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
The governor of California is trying to make abortions easier to obtain in his state.
Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law on Tuesday making abortions cheaper for people on private insurance plans. The first of more than a dozen bills the state Democrat leaders plan to approve this year for a potential U.S. Supreme Court ruling that could overturn Roe v. Wade. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. State Department said that embassy officials have visited with WNBA star Brittany Grenier, who remains detained near Moscow, to check on her condition. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the official found Grenier to be in good condition. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced a new legislation to challenge Major League Baseball's antitrust exemption. Sanders, who made an appearance on HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel, explained the Save American Baseball Act with efforts to prevent a lawful monopoly.
I'm very excited that we have introduced this legislation, which should do away with the unique antitrust protections that Major League Baseball has enjoyed since 1922.
The league's antitrust exemption has been called into question in court on several occasions, with the most recent coming 3 months ago when four former minor league baseball teams filed a lawsuit against the minor league reorganization. May 29th will mark the 100th anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to provide that antitrust protection for Major League Baseball. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.